All right, welcome everyone. We got people hanging on Facebook Live. I see Noah, Gary Wisman, Donna's what? Susie Mersch, my sister Susie has joined. That's kind of, she's in Missouri. Sister Susie. Wait, there's a song about that, isn't there?
I think there is.
Yeah, Sister Golden Hair. No, wait a minute. I'm thinking of, she's not golden haired. She's the same color as mine.
I'm thinking of two different songs and put them together. Right, wake up,
or for those of it, and Noah's on here. Noah's on here. You have to do the traditional little snippet of for Noah. Just one chord or two chords. You remember all this better. Because when Noah watches, we always do a little bit of enough stuff for Noah, but I'm already capoed off, so there he goes.
It's capoed too, though.
Oh, you're on capoed too? It's always for Noah.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right.
What's the next chord?
Think about the one.
I know.
C.
Then B.
I can call you.
Well, I don't have the music in front of me. I'm horrible.
You belong to me. Ease my mind. See, imagine how the world
thank you, Brandon.
So very fine. So hey. Happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life.
Where's the chord?
We did this last time. We got so far and went.
All right, we didn't have the music. Let's go. All right. I gotta memorize.
We're gonna
this for
memorize
Noah.
That someday.
Well, I have to memorize this for Noah sometime. Well, Brandon's got most of it memorized already, but okay. So, anyway, for those of you who haven't been with us hanging out on Facebook for a while, we've taken prayer requests. Make sure you type them down here. We'll write them down. We're gonna lift them up in prayer here a little bit. For now, we've got some music for you.
Prayers for better music are ignored.
Here we go. So we'll be checking between songs and seeing what's going on. So we have our guest preacher for this Sunday is Megan Brown, and her, I forgot her official topic. It has the word love in it. That's why I've got all these love songs. It is love even when it's hard and makes no sense. Love even when it's hard makes sense. Actually, you know what? Okay, I should expound on this just briefly, but then we'll get into music. So I was watching the National Prayer Breakfast thing this morning. It was on Facebook Live. Did you watch it? Okay, so what was neat, they had their keynote, and I really wish I'd remember his name, I need to look it up. Neat guy. He's not a priest, he's not a minister, but I think he's a columnist for one of the big newspapers, New York Times or something, and he's also written some books. But anyway, I love when speakers come up and do this. He said, in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to tell you, which is like, cool, it's only going to be 10 minutes, thank you. Thank you for doing that. Which all preachers would do that, right? In the next 35 minutes.
Well, yeah, we gave Jim a sand timer once, and he just kept turning it over.
Oh, you're right, didn't he? Right, that's right, I forgot about that. But anyway, he says, we're going to talk about, my brain locked up.
It was something in 10 minutes.
It was contempt and polarization. Contempt and polarization, I think it was contempt. Anyway, I thought, fantastic, because he's got Trump sitting on one side and he's got Pelosi sitting on the other, all right? You can't find more of an epitome between those two at this moment, right? So it was great. He was talking about, he said, you got to think outside the box, you know, because the old ways aren't working, obviously, right? So he quoted Christ, all right? Of course, it's a prayer breakfast. We're going to quote Scripture. But he quoted how we should, Jesus tells us to love our enemies. He said, not tolerate them, to love them, all right? So he does all this stuff, right? That's good. I thought, oh, how awesome. How awesome. And I thought, this is great. Then Trump comes up next. And I'm thinking, okay, good. Let's see if he didn't listen. He didn't listen, so. I was very disappointed. He didn't listen. But anyway. Yeah. If he had dropped like the first 2 minutes of what he did, the rest of it was fine. But the first 2 minutes, was like, yeah, come on. And it's just sad. Sad, but anyway, let's just show you the face of love, shall we? Start this off here, Brandon. Brandon's been working on cool songs with sounds with his guitar.
I can draw all day with this.
And maybe you will.
I just might.
I seen your face on stained glass in colored lights in pictures of you looking to the sky. You've been portrayed a thousand different ways,
but my heart can see you better than my eyes. 'Cause it's love that paints the portrait of your life. The face of love, the face of love, you look more like love every day. Of your life, and I've imagined what you were like. I may not know the shape of your face, but I can feel your heart changing mine, and your love still proves that you're alive. For you to love, no one too low for you to serve. So give us the grace that changes the whole world. No one too lost for me to love, no one too low for me to serve. Oh, let us see, let us be your face.
Since we played that one. Oh, you know that song? You hadn't heard that song before? Oh, so really? Okay, it's an older song by Sanctus Rio. Thank you. Who else is rolling? Oh my goodness, this is a good problem to have. I gotta roll back. All right, I see Ken is joined and Kyle is joined and Carol is watching. Noah says, thank you, Brandon. Because you
we
remember,
tried.
He
says, we tried, buddy.
He says thanks to you because you remember it, and I don't. No, we know. We love you, Noah. Glad you could hang out here with us. Got Dan watching, Juanita's watching, Patrick is watching, Jackie, Dave, and Doris. Doris, what I want to say. Remember any prayer requests? Type them up through here. I'll write them down in between songs. And we'll roll, move, and groove from there. So, like as I mentioned, our preacher going to be here Sunday is talking on love. So every song has the word love.
And we're actually, so creative.
I actually had more songs than what we normally need with love. Yeah, I mean, we
came up with like three of them or something.
Yeah, we normally do like six normally. So hey,
we had options.
Can you believe
and
that?
And we still ended up here.
God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. Love the Lord your your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. With all my soul and all my mind and all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul and all my mind and all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul and all my mind. And all my strength, I will love you.
I will love you.
I will praise you.
I will praise you.
I will serve you. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength, I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, and all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength. Love you, Lord, with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind and all my strength. That get up and move song, isn't it? So who got up and moved? Oh, okay. still hanging out here. Okay. Oh, Kelsey's hanging out with Patrick too. So Patrick's on here, and Patrick that would be Kelsey's husband. Charlie's joined. Todd. Somebody named Todd Truman has joined. Anybody recognize that?
Never heard name? Of the man.
Is he the one with the dark hair?
Oh, he's the one that's going to come and play at the car show, right?
Oh, really?
On June 6th.
Only if he brings his bike.
Only if he brings his bike, yeah.
That's what I heard.
More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my God. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will seek your face with all of my heart. I will seek your face with all of my mind. I will seek your face with all of my strength. For you are my God. more love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life.
So that actually, the reason you were clicking, because it's going to be called worship. And then we were going to go right into the I Will Seek Your Face. But we just sang the whole song, so that's why you got the extra. So I saw you clicking. Thank you. Thank you for trying to keep up with it. Karen, are you feeling lucky? Do you want to try and do this? Of course you are. Of course she is. Love Lifted Me. Come on, come on. It's a fun song. Well, it's a hymn, actually. Keep going. Oh, wait. Is that my intro? What's the intro going to be? From the Waters Lift. Why don't you do From the Waters Lifted Me, now Safe Am I, for my intro. The last line of the verse. Well, should you do the last line of the verse, or should... Actually, you should probably do the last line of the chorus, shouldn't you? This is what Thursday night's our practice night. Hanging out with us.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore.
I'll find it.
Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted thee, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Do, do, do.
Oh my. I might give ever to him I cling.
Thank you.
In his blessed presence.
Thursday nights.
Ever his praises sing.
This is all my fault.
Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look,
I think I figured it out.
Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could
be finished,
love lifted me.
Dramatic big ending.
Well, she wanted to do that at the end of each chorus. I said, no, we got to save it for the end. Thank you, Karen. So Karen had it all nailed. I think I finally figured it out by the end. That's what we do on Thursday nights, folks.
Thursday nights. To make Sundays look decent.
To make, yes, that's right. That's why nobody's here on Thursday. Hardly anybody's here on Thursday night. Thank you for being here. I'm talking the numbers. Thank you, ladies. And Tom, good to see you also. God bless you guys. Who else has rolled in here? Todd saying, hi, Rita. Glad you are back. Yes, and you notice Rita is here. Todd. Yes.
Hey, Todd, I'll be singing like you do. When I... I've got a high part.
How was that? I want to sing like that, too.
This is Karen's last one. She needs to take off. So, okay, it's all good. Patrick, I did get the request written down there for prayers for finances to count these healings. Sing along with us.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules, and it didn't matter why. Then got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. And stood there on those trembling knees, waited for the word. He said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. I became a father in the spring of 81. There was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. When I thought my patience had been tested to the end, took my daddy's secret and passed it on to him. He said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. Love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. And suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. He said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. Said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Indeed. Who else is rolling in here? I'm seeing Brewers come in. TJ Bugs. God bless. Brandon Zankert's hanging out too. Terry Daniels Gregory. It's good to have us here. Wow, welcome. And Ralph Duncan. Okay, so I see some faces here. I haven't been here a while. And Justin Truman is hanging out too. Well, Justin, you can just. You're just in time. That's right, just in time. Good. Thank you. Yeah, that's right. We'll do all this stuff. All right, for those of you who haven't been here with us before, we are taking prayer requests. We'll be doing a short message here and then getting in our prayer circle. I got one more song to finish up here. And we've got Rita singing with us and Brandon. And yeah, go past that one. Yeah, we're going to do the post. There it is.
Is she ready?
Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay, we practiced this earlier. We caught their attention. We startled them with the beginning of this song. So this is one where I put some Christian lyrics to an old CCR song. The CCR song was Midnight Special, but I end up calling this one Let the Love of Jesus. Kind of make your brain work with this, right? Well, Brandon, Carrie, well, you got the words on the screen. You don't have to work too hard, do you?
I didn't hear a word of what he just said.
That was called filler while you were adjusting whatever you had to adjust.
Oh, got it. So I wasn't meant to hear it.
So you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You're always welcome. Of course, I have no idea what I said either, but go ahead.
Well, when you wake up this morning, did you kneel down to pray? Saying thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking me today. When you left your room this morning, did you ever think to say, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me today? Let the love of Jesus shine His light on me. So let the love of Jesus shine His light on me.
Jesus, shine His light on me. Oh, let
That's as soulful as I'm going to get.
And Todd, if you're keeping notes at home, that's one of the car show songs, and I would love for you to do that first verse with us.
All right, let me switch over to over microphones here. Let's see who else is rolled in here. I'm seeing Doug and Judy of Judy Truman is joining. Okay, so we got like, if they're still watching, we got like three Trumans watching. So Judy, if you're not keeping tip, scroll backwards, we wouldn't even be able to tell. So Justin should be here and Todd should be here. So go ahead and say hello to them because we see you're right here.
Hi.
How? All right, I'm going to attempt to use this other microphone here. I can already tell it's hot. The question is, how hot is the mic? That's pretty reasonable. All right, we shall see here. I'm going to grab a few things, make our way over. Seems like I'm missing something. Good to see everyone. Especially with the weather outside. Actually, what is it doing right now? Is it just mellow? Oh, it is, but it is snowing? Just little flurries? Okay. Nice. Nice indeed. So here we are. Oh, that's right. I forgot to bring this up or I might miss some. Got to bring it up on the phone, otherwise I might miss some prayer requests. My phone never plays catch up. Okay, so there's a guy named Ed that came on here, and he says, "Well, I take it you're not at the Don Cesar." So normally this time of year, I am at I'm down at St. Petersburg at a hotel called the Don Cesar. But I've got something going on, Ed. So Ed, here, this is for you, Ed. I've got something going on Saturday. It's practice actually. It's the final meeting for the boys' flight. Which, by the way, the boys' flight is a go. We've met our six is a minimum. We've met our minimum. So yes, it is very good. It'd be even better if my phone would cooperate. So yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. We're definitely definitely excited about that. So it's because it's always good to go into your final team meeting knowing you're going to have a flight. We call it flight for those of you who aren't familiar, which is probably most of you. I'm part of a Northern Lights Emmaus, and they have a youth thing called the Chrysalis. And Chrysalis had their, and for the youth they call it a flight. For the adults they call it a walk. And the flight starts on Saturday morning, and it finishes up on Monday, late Monday afternoon, like around 4-ish or so. Okay, now I'm really confused why Facebook is just like really being weird on my phone. So let's see if it'll calm down on me here. So yeah, Ed, thank you, Ed. You keep up the good work. Thank you, brother. That's good. Here we go. Now I can actually see what we got. Okay. I don't see any other prayer requests on here. And again, for those of you watching, bring us your prayer requests as we go on through here. So today is Thursday. Yes, ma'am.
I like it.
Oh, you do. Oh, yes. Okay. So Linda made it a point to say she liked my tie, so I should share with everyone, shouldn't I? Here. There you go. Nice. Brandon said Thursday. Today's Thursday.
Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Yeah, you just try to do it like Grandpa. Really appreciate coming in, Scott. Scott's got to take back off. I asked him when Scott comes in, the question I always ask Scott is, who won today, you or Gravity? And he told me Gravity won today. That's why is winning. I shouldn't say won, is winning at the current moment. So you're going back for the rebound, right? Well, I know you win. It's just purely a matter of time. Thanks, Scott. Always a pleasure. Okay, so looks like it opened up to Psalms. The question is, which Psalm, Lord? Which Psalm are we reading today? I've got choices here. Is it this one? This one? This one? Really? This one? This one? Psalm 124. Psalm 124. Of course, all the Psalms, I shouldn't say all, the majority of Psalms, of course, written by David. King David, and actually that's a whole other story. So if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. And I'm really liking how this psalm starts. Would have. Because, you know, he's...
Remember, this is after the fact, and he's saying, "Hey, without God, we would have messed up." Then he just goes in and nails it here in Psalm 124, verse 6. He says, "Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." If you're ever just feeling down, open up Psalms. Open up Psalms. I mean, it's great. You probably like Psalm, you're kind of the warrior psalm here. Where was it, 91? Yeah. You love Psalm 91. I mean, I'm just, you know, I know that's your psalm, and I bet, and it's a long psalm, as you know, but I bet you like, well, you like the whole thing, I know. You probably like this one. "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name." Well, that nails it right there, doesn't it? So people who acknowledge the name of the Lord, that is, have accepted Christ. Accepted, in this case, it's Old Testament, of course, prior to Jesus. But they've accepted God. They said, "Okay, God, I mean, you created me. You it." How awesome. How awesome is that? "I will protect him, for he acknowledged my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Psalms are great. Psalms are great. There's always really, really good stuff. Who else is rolling in here? Okay, Patrick Allen likes that too. He says Psalm 91. They're all about that one too. They're all about Psalm 91. Absolutely. Let me see something here. Oh, people are clicking buttons and sending things. You know what? Let's hang out in Psalms a little bit. Let's shoop. What happens in Psalm 70? Psalm 70. "Hasten, O God, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me." You'll notice that These are all good help me psalms, because, you know, a lot of the psalms are based on that. "May those who seek my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. And may those who say to me, 'Aha,' turn back because of their shame. And may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, 'Let God be exalted.' Yet I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God, for you are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay." There's lots of good stuff in here. And in America, all the world, all people, you need to read this stuff. There was, I'd mentioned the National Day of Prayer earlier, and it was neat because they're bringing up people from different, there was a Jewish man came up there, and he read from Deuteronomy, all right? Talking about, and I'm trying to remember specifically which he read from Deuteronomy. I think it referred more to, you know, God being our, like a lot of the Psalms in that, and a lot of the Old Testament, God being our salvation and our strength. But it was neat. It was neat to see all the different, you know, the peoples of the different faith coming together, you know, with this. And it's neat. It was just neat. I really enjoyed seeing that. That was neat. Psalm 30. "I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me." Now, this is kind of a neat one, right? So here we are in Old Testament scripture, Psalm 30, prior to Jesus. Of course, God healed, you know, but not quite like Jesus showed how God wants to heal through the name of Jesus. As far as the quantities, the masses, you know, getting everybody healed. But here, "God, and you healed me. Lord, you brought me up from the grave." I mean, check that out. That's pretty heavy duty healing needed, right? "You brought me up from the grave, and you spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name." Sing, all right? "For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." You guys remember the song, "I'm Trading My Sorrows"? That's right here in Psalm 30. You know, "Though my sorrow may last for a night, the joy comes in the morning. You know, I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my pain." We haven't done that song in a while. Usually because I like to have Melody sing it. I prefer to have Melody sing that one from Trade My Sorrows. But yeah, so Psalm 30. Psalm 30, what we just said here, verse 5. This is real important because a lot of people I know, I mentioned to you, I ministered to a lot of different people on Facebook. And a lot of them have a real tough issue with being set free from condemnation. And it's self-condemnation. I mean, the enemy's just been dumping stuff onto them, and the enemy's been working through people in their lives, dumping on them, you know, making them just believe a lie. And it's such a horrible lie. But God says, it says it right here, for God's anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Okay, so a lot of these people think that God's mad at them, okay? And the reality is, Romans, again, we always go back to Romans 3:23, right? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The reality is, without Jesus, you're right. God's mad at all of us. But when you accept Jesus, you receive that forgiveness. And it states it right there. It's angry, it lasts only a moment. Said another way, his disappointment that you sinned only lasts a moment. But his favor lasts a lifetime. So Lamentations 3:22-23 states to us that when we confess to God, and the word confess means to agree. So when we agree with God, when we confess to God that we did wrong, we sinned, at that moment, God recognizes that and you're forgiven. But it's even neater though, because verse 23 then goes on to say, his mercies are fresh and new every morning. So that means that chalkboard where that was, you know, wherever we all envisioned that was written down, totally wiped clean the next morning. And it's simply a matter of acknowledging to God, hey, I messed up. Please help me to do better. All right? I'm not talking about willful sin, you know, where people just continually do that and they have no regard for God. I'm talking about people are trying. And that's what all Christians are called to do. We're all called to, you know, all believers are called to that. Because remember, when we accept Christ, we all start off as an agreeer. I haven't said this in a while. I've said it was a while back. We all start as an agreeer. So think about this. You know, somebody explains this whole concept of Jesus to you, and you're, you know, and it's, and a number of us were raised with it, I know. But when you're talking to somebody new with it, they said, oh, wow, okay. So we live in this fallen world. There's good, there's evil. Like a lot of movies we see, right? All good movies have that same plot, right? Good, evil, and if it's a really good movie, good wins at the end. Some of the darker movies, those are usually all cliffhangers, and we get to see the next one next time. But the point is they make a decision to accept Christ. All of us, we all start off as an agreeer. Even those that were raised in the church, we have that moment when we need to be born again, all right? When our mind needs to be born again to really get this. Because when you're raised in it, you haven't really made a decision per se. You've just kind of been lucky to be blessed and to be around that. So when we all start off as agreeers. Now we become believers when we take action. When we start walking out what Jesus tells us to do, when we start blessing others, when we start when we're active, when we're taking action, all right, that's a believer, all right. And you guys are all believers. I know that. I've seen it. You know, I've seen you guys in action. That's beautiful. And don't get me wrong. People that agree, yes, there's a they're going to heaven because that makes it very clear. Scripture declares that. Yep, you declare it with your mouth. You know, Romans 12. You declare it with your mouth. I got it. I'm in. Awesome. But wouldn't you like to be a little more than just inside the door? Let's go on, right? Because Jesus also talks about storing up our treasures in heaven, right? And Jesus wouldn't talk about storing up treasures in heaven if it wasn't true, all right? So I have no doubt that when I hang out in there and I go see Billy Graham, you know, he's going to be a little farther up the food chain than me, all right? Because of the opportunities God gave him and what he did with it. Because you remember, in Scripture, we're also told about the man, the rich man, who goes away and he gives the talents, right? He gives one talent to this, five talents to this guy, 10 talents to that guy, and said, be back. I'll be back in a year or so, whenever he comes back. The guy with 10, you know, produces more. He said, awesome, now I'm going to give you more. You've done well with what I got, I'm going to give you more. Remember the guy in the middle, same thing. Hey, you did well, you had less, but you did well. Cool, do this. And then the guy who had the one, remember, he was scared. He took that talent and he just buried it in the ground. He didn't even put it in the bank or anything because he was afraid. He was afraid that he'd fail. All right. So what happens when the master comes back and that he calls me a wicked servant. He didn't even put it in the bank. You know, in other words, he let fear happen. He didn't take action, right? He didn't take action. So he was an agreeer that, hey, this guy's the boss, the guy who gave him all this stuff. But we got to be those believers. We got to take action. And that's what believers do. We take action. Isn't that good? You know, so store up your treasures in heaven. How awesome is that? I wonder if there's anything in the New Testament that God wants me to share. Holy smokes. Revelation. Okay, Lord, do you want me to share anything with this? Okay. Revelation 10, we'll share a little snippet of this, and we'll take our, we got our prayer requests here and some other ones. There's another one just came in from Chip Shep. Healing prayer for my friend Wally and his family in Cincinnati. Cincinnati West Side. He's improving in ICU but needs prayer to get back to normal. We will certainly be lifting him up. Chip will write that one down here too. So Revelation 10, the angel and the little scroll. Okay. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head, and his face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. And he was holding a little scroll, which lays open in his hand, and he planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on land. Now, obviously, you can imagine this guy's pretty big, right? Maybe he's got one foot in the sea and one on land. You know, this is, the presumption is he's a pretty big angel. And he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write. And this is John who's writing Revelation. He says, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, seal up what the seven thunders have said and do not write it down. And I'm led to stop right there. Wow, think about that, right? So John had the privilege of seeing the end time, seeing what's going on with it. And the angel says, John, don't write that part down. Can you imagine John? John's thinking, oh, I really want to share this with you. Of course, it could have been just so horrible, too, for those who don't believe and agree, you know, have accepted Jesus. Oh, man. That was an interesting little walk through scripture, wasn't it? It was a little bit everywhere with it. So Chip has his friend Wally in Cincinnati. He's in ICU. Okay, well, we are certainly intensive care units of that. Larry Babel's watching. David Smith is joining with us too. Todd Taylor. Haven't seen you here in a while, Todd, but when he's here, he's usually back in the corner. What's Todd writing here? My mom has been declared cancer-free. That's fantastic. I'm testifying that prayers work. Thank you for all your prayers. We love putting joys on our list here, Todd. So for Todd, Todd Taylor, his mom is cancer-free. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Cancer-free. We like that. We'd like to hear all about that, too. If you got any other ones for those watching on my Facebook, go ahead and put it there. I'll write those down. In the meantime, I know I forgot to grab something. Got to grab the right thing here. Let's see, which one is it? This one. Okay. Get our prayer request going here local. Tom, it's great to see you. I'm going to hand that off to you, my friend. It's funky weather tonight. That's why I say that for our Facebook people that says, I only see three. They usually see more. And Scott, I shared earlier, Scott was fighting gravity.
If they were here, they could see all of us. If
they were here, they could see all of us. Well said. Very well said.
All right.
Very, very well said. Yeah, Patrick Allen, I've got your request too. So, Tom, tell me how God's been blessing you or what's been beating up against you, my friend.
Well, today was kind of a nightmare.
Kind of a nightmare?
One of my fellows, we were in a care conference, and he kept saying he wanted to kill himself again and again.
Wow.
He's been in the hospital probably four times this year.
Is he in the hospital now and he's saying that?
No.
Or he's not?
He just got back to the nursing home.
Okay, so he's saying it's a nursing home is what he's saying. He's saying, okay.
But he came back yesterday, and he's talking about wanting to kill himself again.
Yeah, that's messed up.
So the doctor said, well, I don't know how we're going to deal with this. He just got back from 7 days.
And was he there for the 7 days because he said he wanted to kill himself? Is that what that way? Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, because actually, isn't it by law if somebody does that, the hospital has to take them for, what is it, 48 hours or what is it?
48.
48 hours, okay. But he was there, you said, 7 days. So after 48 hours, he just said it again? Or what?
Yeah. Or what is it? He just keeps saying it.
Wait a minute. So then in order for him to get back in the nursing home, then he didn't say it for at least long enough to leave.
Well, at least they got him back.
Oh, jeez.
But then I guess he was going back out again this afternoon.
Oh, wow. That's hard. That's rough. That's rough.
We're trying to change his meds. And
can I ask his first name? No, that's okay. I won't ask. Don't give me that look.
A friend.
What?
A friend.
A friend. Tom's friend. Perfect.
So that was this morning. And then this afternoon, we were at a funeral to Dayton, VA. One of my guys passed away that was a 20-year Army veteran.
Wow.
And
20-year Army vet.
That was the one that I brought up a while back about how the funeral home was going to do it for what he had in his account.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were there today. He got his 21-gun salute.
Nice.
Two Army sergeants were there, and they unfolded the flag, placed it over the remains,
right,
and then refolded. One of the maintenance directors that had moved to a different nursing home knew him, and when he passed away, she came, and he was always going to see her every day.
Yeah.
When she worked there, and she'd been there for probably 12 years.
Wow.
So anyway, she took off her job to come to the funeral today.
Nice.
So we've been trying to get a hold of the family, and we don't know if maybe they're deceased themselves. We don't know if it's an older brother or a younger brother.
Okay.
But we have, it was in the paper for 7 days in Dayton.
No
responses.
Okay.
So anyway, when she was there and they needed somebody to present the flag to, so I made sure she got it.
Nice. Well done.
And of course we got four in our office that the families didn't want. We also have 8 cremains in our office that the families didn't want.
Wow.
But they didn't have the money to bury them.
Yeah, it's hard.
And since we signed for them, we can't do anything with them.
You have to keep that.
There's one funeral home in Cincinnati down their basement. They have a room that is packed full.
Wow.
Nothing they can do.
So it has to be a family member that disposes of it or takes it?
No,
or
it can be anybody. But so, they have to sign.
So wait a second. I'm sorry, I got confused. So you took it because you sought for ones you have.
Because there's no family.
Because there's no family. So are you allowed to go ahead and spread the ashes somewhere? What are you allowed to do that? Or okay, what?
They
so
have to
they have to be buried or put in a scattering garden.
And that's only because
the law.
I mean, is that for all cremations or just because of your situation?
That would be abuse of a corpse.
Really? Hadn't heard that. Is that Ohio or is that nationwide?
Now, if somebody was a family member and he wanted to go down to the Caribbean and put him in the sea, it'd be up to him.
Okay. But at that point, it's not against the law if it's a family member, or is it?
Yeah, it'd be a family
member. Oh, it still is. It's still against the law. Oh, this is interesting. I don't even know if I want to hear any more about this topic.
He's by himself. So.
Yeah. So it's one of those laws on the book that really isn't enforced then, right?
They wouldn't for a family member.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Anybody else? Well, that's why the funeral home has all those in that room.
Wow. Incredible.
And most cemeteries don't want you to donate land to do that.
Yeah, I get that.
They want you to buy it.
Oh, yeah. Buy that plat.
But anyway, every once in a while, there's lifespan here in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with Lifespan, yeah.
There's been a couple people who have donated lots.
Oh, really?
Or somebody that didn't have anybody.
Here's an interesting one for you. I learned this from a lady who had, when she was in her early 20s, she had a dog that died, a very special dog in that, so she had the dog cremated. And she actually bought essentially a doggy cemetery, bought, you know, a plat. Well, with that, she's actually allowed to also put her remains there at the same place. That's for that piece of land that she got, not even for a dog. So that's kind of interesting, isn't it? And I think it was even more than that. She could do like another dog and her or something. I mean, it wasn't just for the what dog. I thought, well, that's interesting. So she's already got her stuff all figured out.
Now, at the VA cemetery, if a veteran passes and the wife or significant other wants to be buried, as long as they're cremated, they can go in the same gravesite.
Okay. Wow. One body and one cremated body. Wow. One casket, I guess. Wow.
Now, the main casket goes down 6 foot, the cremains goes at 3 foot.
Okay. Very interesting.
I speak from my time at Spring Grove Cemetery.
Oh, you worked at Spring Grove Cemetery for a while. Oh, okay. I did not know that. Did you know that? Does she work at Spring Grove Cemetery? Okay. Well, how's everything else then, Eloise?
Fine.
Okay. Everything else is great, other than this.
Except when they played taps.
Oh, yeah, when they played taps, that always gets me every time, too. Now, was it an official one, or was it when the recorder, essentially, they shove into the horn? They actually did it for real? I love it when they do. I've seen it where, you know, they don't know how, so they just shove it in there, and they hit the button. And it's okay, but it's definitely better for real.
Oh, yeah. This guy was good.
Nice. Nice. But a little better than Radar O'Reilly, huh?
I'm from that age bracket, too. And 8 of the guys I went to school with never came back.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Gary already have Ada on here. Ada on here for that, so I've got her listed. Thanks for joining us. We'll be praying soon. Debbie, how goes things?
Things go well.
Good. We have any adventures to share?
I was blessed today. One of the customers came in and she was needed to do something for a wedding and anniversary.
Yeah.
Friends married for 30 years, and I helped her and gave her some ideas, and she came back today and she showed it to me, and she didn't have to come back. I mean, she took the time and to come in and bring it in, and we just hugged.
Neat.
And I told her that I'm going to a prayer service tonight and that we will pray for the celebration, and that everyone will understand the spirit of it. And her, which is interesting, the theme of what she had said, love shines the light. And
love shines the light, is that what she said?
Yes. And so I'm hoping that everyone at that occasion understands which light.
Yeah. Amen.
And a family came in that the husband obviously had just had a heart attack or stroke.
Okay.
He was working very hard at getting better, so we asked that you pray for him. And today I had customers that came in. We were gabbing. I get with everybody. And
it's your job.
They are friend. They are members of what's the
who? Nick? Noah.
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 They go to Noah's grandma's church.
To Noah's grandma. Oh yeah.
And
okay, it's a mega church.
Yeah, so we talked about that, and we talked about Emmaus, and Noah's grandfather and grandmother had a wonderful time on their vacation.
They were in Florida.
Yeah.
So. Good.
So that was kind of neat that we had a connection there.
Nice.
And pray for us. We are going to remodel our kitchen and dining room, and all of February is filled with appointments with different organizations.
Kitchen and dining room.
Yes, because they're all connected.
Ah.
So we need guidance and patience. Well, let me repeat that. I need guidance and patience. And
patience and guidance, okay.
Yeah. And that we fit with one of the construction companies and it comes out all great. So.
Okay. Yeah, check with Scott. Okay. Hi, Linda.
I have joys.
Joys are good, Linda. We love joys.
First joy is the guy who came Monday.
To your house?
House.
To your house, okay.
About the girls.
Right.
He was super, super nice.
I like nice.
Okay.
She's fine.
He was super nice.
Nice.
And I told him that. Because a lot of people would talk to Debbie, not me.
Okay.
And it happens all the time. So when I see it, I have to say something about it.
Excellent.
The joy was yesterday. We have a young artist. She's just only come on Wednesday, and she don't talk.
Okay.
And I don't know sign language.
Hearing impaired.
Oh, so young artist is, she's hearing impaired, okay.
And so I did talk to her, and she mind me a girl who was in my class when I worked at the Western Home.
Okay. She reminded you of someone? Yeah.
Yes. And yesterday afternoon at lunchtime, her and I and Wilco was sitting there, and we were writing Valentine's Day, and I made her one, and then Wilco gave me one. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Nice.
And that was blessed. Yes.
Neat.
You
were all kinds of joys.
The second was Tuesday. I went to with Jim. He's our
development director.
Jim, the development director.
Uh-huh.
Got it. With V&V or
about
with V&V. Okay.
And I had to talk about V&V. And we went to a, what company?
Copper Grill.
Oh, you did.
Uh huh. And they had about 400 people in this room.
Now, you were there. Were you there to talk? To speak?
Yes.
At Procter & Gamble? Which
yes.
Location?
About.
Was it downtown? You at the Twin Towers downtown, or were you?
It was really close to our place.
Down in Northside somewhere, somewhere in
that area. Was it Ivorydale?
It may have been.
Either Ivorydale or Vine Street. Actually, I think they sold Ivorydale, didn't they? I think they sold the Ivorydale plant to... Anyway, but go on. You got to speak in front of all these people at B&G. Wonderful.
And on the way, we would talk about what I'm going to say. He said, do you want me to prompt you? I said, Nope, you don't have to prompt me.
No prompting needed. You got it all.
When I went up there, I wowed everybody in that room. Yes.
You wowed them.
Yes.
What? You wowed them?
Wow.
How did you wow them? Tell me more.
One word I used was, I talk about my disability.
Right.
I says, I have a disability, and I don't know what the disability is. I never will know that. And I says, it's not hard. It's hard to have a disability. Very hard.
Right.
To have. And I went on about different things. And then one word I used, I said, anybody go past a person to have a disability and they don't do anything or right. say anything to that person?
So you asked this of the crowd. You say, hey, you know, did you ask it in such a way where you had to make them think, have they ever walked by anybody? Is that how you presented? Okay, I'm with you.
But they didn't tell me that.
Okay.
But
right. You posed the question and?
I posed the question. And then one word I use, since we are raising money for the Western V&V.
You're raising money for V&V. Good.
In art way.
I'm sorry, what's it called?
Art Way.
Arts Wave. It's a
Arts Wave.
Arts Wave.
Two words?
Or, it's, no.
Well, one word.
They combine it.
Arts Wave, okay.
It's an organization in Cincinnati that helps collect money for all arts.
Well, okay. It's an organization in Cincinnati that collects money for all arts, regardless. Okay, I'm with you now. Arts Wave, go on.
Yes. And I says, you know, it'd be nice if you give money to Art Way.
Is that how you said it to him?
And then I says, Jim and I didn't talk about this, what I was going to say.
Did that surprise him when you said that?
Yes.
Good for you.
But he loved it.
That's great.
I forgot to ask for prayers for Leroy's brother.
Leroy's brother.
Yes. He is in the hospital. They're be moving into a assistant living or
okay, so he's on his on recovery end. He's okay.
Yes, and he's not doing well.
And his last brother.
His last brother, yeah. Okay. And he's fighting them. Doesn't want to do what they tell him.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Totally get that.
I think he's related to Leroy.
Okay. That's good. Thank you, ladies. And thank you, Tom. Always a pleasure.
And Doug was operated on today.
Okay. Doug had an operation today? Yeah, Doug Beckman. Have we heard any more from Tim, about Tim? They said something on Sunday. I forgot what it was.
He's cancer-free.
Oh, that's right. They confirmed that. Okay, that's good. So Tim is cancer-free. That's good. Cancer-free, but other junk. Okay. And many others within our church family here, too.
And Linda is having coughing problems. She just coughs constantly.
Oh, yeah?
Wears around.
Linda Estep, well, actually, interesting you say that, because I've got a lady at work that's been dealing with a lot of that, too. They actually finally diagnosed her with pneumonia, and I guess the fact that she'd been coming to work, I guess she'd probably be called walking pneumonia, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah.
Or she's stubborn.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. I get that. Okay. One other one that just came in here I'm going to write down from Kelsey for her mother. For her mom's heart, she might need open heart surgery. Okay, Kelsey, we are going to be lifting up your mom for a new heart. So let's get into our, gosh, it'll be a square, won't it? Not going to be a circle. We have four, so it'll be a square. And bringing it all together. Let me just twist this right here. You're okay. Sue Bug says hi to you ladies.
Hello,
hi,
Sue Bug.
I'm sure she meant hi to me, too. But it's all good. It's all good indeed. Thank you, brother. Oh, yeah. Our God is good and our God is able. And it's Thursday night again. It's always good to stand in fellowship. Thank you for being here. Thank you for Thank you for all that we lift up. And, you know, the Word of God declares to us where two or more are gathered that He is there. And we thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers. I mean, we're told that in James 5:16 that the prayers of the righteous, God hears the affectant, fervent prayers of the righteous. And we're made righteous by Christ. Certainly not righteous on our own by any stretch, but we are made righteous by Christ. So, Lord, I thank you for all those we're lifting up here now. I've got a very good friend and co-worker named Bob that's had some surgery done, neck surgery actually, done at the VA. It should be done by now, I think. They started about 3:30, and it was supposed to be a three-hour procedure that they had to do for him. But believe it or not, they're looking to send him home the day after tomorrow. He's only going to be in there for a day. So, okay, that's good. This is good. So, Lord, we just thank you just for supernaturally fast healing, that that what's been done and is fully restored. Fully restored in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're lifting up Keith. Keith also, I interface with Keith on Facebook. He's got a problem with his left ankle, and his foot is being swollen. So that's and on top of the other garbage that's been wrestling with him, with digestive issues and just a lot of stuff. So Lord, we just speak life, the life of Jesus, into Keith as he is fully made whole. Couple face-to-face conversations I had at work today. One is for a lady who's a friend of Gary. I know Gary is probably still watching. It's for Ada. Ada's been dealing with some cancer. All right, but bless God, we've seen cancer go. We've seen cancer go. And Lord, we know that you hear our prayers, and we know that it is your will for Ada to be made fully whole, and for all that are dealing with cancers. I've got a young man I guess anybody, it's all relative, isn't it? He's 50. He just turned 50. And yes, that's young, right?
Yeah.
Come on, I'm 57, all right? So, he does what all people are supposed to do when they turn 50, right? All men are supposed to do with 50. He goes to the doctor, got to be checked up, because that's what the world says. The world says you got to get your colon checked and all this other stuff, right? So they end up taking his blood, and by the way, Randy also has a disability. Okay, he's worked for me for about 30 years. He does a lot of cool stuff for us. Everybody loves Randy, you know, like everybody loves Linda. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Randy's awesome. I mean, he's great, but he came in crying. You know, because the results of this thing, because then when they do the results, a lot of times they'll put it online. You know, you don't get a phone call or anything to explain. You just read it online. So they want him to come back, and apparently his blood was showing some numbers higher than they like, and so they want to do some type of a colon cancer or something. Anyway, the word cancer was in there, so he freaks out. You know, I'm thinking, well, of course he freaks out. He's seeing that with it, but I had the pleasure and honor of praying with him. He's fine. He'll be fine. And when he goes back for his next check, the numbers will be fine. Everything will be good because God is good. God is good. God is able. Lord, we're lifting up Andy Lample. Andy is the father of a very good friend of mine's wife. If that's a long twist to go, how's that work? or I guess I should say the father-in-law of a good friend. That'd be easier, wouldn't it? Easier to say. But bless God, God is big. God is able. And we've got great reports here from from Todd Taylor, his mom being cancer-free. That's awesome. And we proclaim that same victory for Andy and Ada and Randy. And we just lift all these things up. Lord, I thank you for Brother Chip. It's always great to get connected with Chip and see what's going on. And he has a friend here in Cincinnati named Wally. And Lord, we're lifting up Wally just to be made fully whole. Get him out of the ICU, just fully restore him, Lord, whatever those needs are. Whatever those needs are. And Daddy, I thank you for Patrick and for Kelsey and for their family, that awesome, awesome little young one they have, and their other children too. It's an awesome family. And the enemy's been trying to keep his thumb on him. And I tell you guys, when the enemy's doing that stuff, he knows that they got big potential. They're going to do big things for the kingdom. So Lord, I thank you that you provide the finances they need. You provide that healing that Kelsey especially is needing, and Joshua's needing. I mean, and this new job will be beautiful. That's right. And so Lord, however you need him to be, wherever you need him to be, Lord, we thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Brother Tom and everything he does. Everything he does. As Tom looks up to the sky It says, yeah, you're a blessing, brother. I know. And it's the things you get pulled into are rough for many. So bless God, he gave you the gifts of temperament and patience, which I know is tried many times. but we're lifting up this friend, though, that just keeps saying he's wanting to kill himself. So, Lord, he's listening to a voice that's not right. He's focusing on what he doesn't have or things that he feels that he's lost. But I thank you, Jesus, that the focus is restored and that your peace just covers him. We thank you, Lord, for the funeral home up in Dayton. And for a proper burial for a veteran, somebody who served and chose to put themselves in harm's way, for the sake of others, for our freedom. So these are good and gracious things. Thank you, Lord, for all of Debbie's adventures. you got her in a great place, Lord, and you know it. And I like that saying, love shines the light. Yeah, I agree. Let's put a capital T and capital L, right? The light. Love shines the light. And Lord, for that family that came in with a husband that had a stroke, we're lifting up for full restoration with that. And Lord, we just speak special guidance, patience, for the thrills of remodeling. but it's good. It'll be neat. Yeah. It'll be a neat thing. You'll get to have a new fresh look. That's a great thing. Thank you that you bring people into Linda's life and give her opportunities, Lord, being able to speak in front of all those people at P&G and meeting people coming in that they're saying hello, that are choosing not to walk by you. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome thing. That's good for him. Good for him. And thank you that you appreciate that. That's awesome. That's good, Linda. We love you. That's great. Lifting up Leroy's brother. Okay. And Lord, just give him health. Give him peace. Give him peace. And, I've mentioned before, for a Christian, I believe God doesn't take us home until we've completed our mission. And let me be more specific. For a believer, I can be more specific. Because we talked about agreeers and believer. For a believer, someone who's taking action and doing things, God won't call you home until the mission's done. Agreeer is a different story. It's just, God honors free will above all. He honors a person's choice above all. And when we start as an agreeer, God starts wooing us and calling us. And we have to make that choice to take the next step. So I thank you, Lord, for your clarity for those people that are at that stage, that agreeer stage. Just bring them into believers. Get them to take action. Take action and good. Lord, thank you for restoration and healing for Doug Beckman. Thank you that Tim is cancer free. Add that one to the list with Todd Taylor's mom. That's fantastic. We're lifting up Rita's still dealing with a little bit of a cough. Well, you heard her singing, so that's good. She was hitting it. She was good. So thank you, Lord, that Rita's continues to receive all the rest. Yeah, she's a blessing. And we're going to get that Sunday. We're going to get it Sunday again, too. And we're lifting up Linda Eastep for some respiratory garbage that's wrestling with her. And I've got a lady that I work with named Sue that's been dealing with a lot of respiratory garbage. I mentioned they think she has pneumonia. But I say no. I actually got to lay hands on her shoulders and pray for her 2 days ago, I think it was. So we've proclaimed the victory for that. And certainly last but not least, but it was the last one I wrote down, and for Kelsey's mom. So Lord, I thank you that I thank you, Lord, that her mom just feels your touch, your supernatural touch just upon her. She's just given a brand new heart. She just feels your power and your glory. Power and glory, Lord, upon that whole family, upon all who are listening here, Lord. And so for all those who are watching now where I might not have seen what you typed on the screen here in the past few minutes or even earlier, that's the way Facebook loses things sometimes. But Lord, you know the needs of your people. So we thank you, Daddy, for your grace and mercy. All right. Anything else? No. I like what you're wearing there. Walk by faith and not by sight. I like that hanging around your necklace. That's fantastic. Let's join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
How awesome are two more gathered, right?
Yeah.
God hears it all. I know what you're going to do.
And what people say.
What the people say is amen.
Amen.
That's right. God bless you, Lynn. That's good. Thank you all for being here Thursday. Okay, let me, I got to get my brain straight. I will be here next Thursday because the Maya stuff doesn't start till Saturday, the voice flight. So Women's Walk is coming up too. I forgot to mention that. Women's Walk is coming up May 19th and 22nd. And Men's Walk is May 7th through 10th. But anyway, for those of you who are good and are able to go ahead and join in with us, remember your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Hope to see you next Thursday and Sunday.
Bye.
Yeah, say bye.